You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Kristen Powers and Pets Rock at Pet Life Radio. Today we have a super bright, cheery, amazing guest by the name of Caroline Sunshine. She's Barbara Winslow in the upcoming movie Marmaduke, which you all should go see. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with the amazing Miss Caroline Sunshine.
Don't go anywhere, because the best is yet to come. Stick around. Pets Rock!
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Back to the party.
Let's go!
With the hottest party in town.
Hey everyone, I hope you're having a super duper day. Today we have an amazing guest who stars in the movie Marmaduke, and her name is Caroline Sunshine. Can't wait to hear what she has to say. How are you, Caroline?
Hey, I'm good. Hi, guys.
So, Caroline, you are in the upcoming movie Marmaduke. What is your role in that movie?
Yes, I am in the movie Marmaduke with 20th Century Fox. It comes out tomorrow, June 4th. In the movie, I play the character Barbara Winslow. If anybody knows anything about Marmaduke, you know that it's based off of the comic strip in the newspaper. And so my character is based off of a comic character, Barbara Winslow. As far as, you know, like Barbara's character, she's very kind of a typical teenager. You know, she's somebody that I think a lot of people can relate to. She's fun. She loves her friends. But her world is kind of turned upside down when her family moves from Kansas all the way to Orange County, California. And so the film, you know, you kind of see her dealing with that. Barbara's a huge texter. She's always texting her friends, and her friends are really important to her.
Cool. So would you say that you're like Barbara at all?
Yeah, you know, it was super fun to play Barbara because we have so many similarities, but some differences too. You know, we both love our friends. We both have, you know, our personalities. But I think some of our differences were the fact that I never had to experience a drastic move like that. And I know for anybody who's been through something like that, it kind of turns your world upside down. So that was something different for me. And also before the movie, I didn't have a cell phone. You know, can you believe that? But I mean, now I'm like pro status texter. But before the film, I didn't have any texting experience. It was really cool to play a character who's obsessed with texting, and I got some texting experience on the set.
That's really funny. Yeah, it seems like everyone has a cell phone now. It's funny to think that
right?
was your...
Yeah, well, no worries. Now I'm pro status, so it's all good.
Oh, cool. Now you're part of the movement. Nice.
Exactly.
All right. So the movie is obviously about the dog Marmaduke. What was it like working on a movie where like the focus is on animals?
Oh my gosh, it was huge, literally. You know, this is my first film, so I was super excited just to be doing a movie, but even more excited to be a part of a film that is based off of, you know, something that's real, a comic strip, and also getting a chance to work with animals. I'm a really big animal lover, particularly dogs. I got my first dog 2 years ago, so I'll tell you a little bit more about him later, but so it was really neat to get to go and work with all these dogs. We literally had, like, anywhere between 50 and 75 dogs on the set at one time, so it was really great because not only when the cameras are rolling do I get to work with the dogs, specifically these huge Great Danes, which were awesome. But also in downtime, I just got to play with, you know, 20 different breeds of dogs, which was way cool.
Awesome. So is Marmaduke, like, is he a Great Dane? I've actually never, like, read the comic strip, but I was just wondering if you happen to know.
For sure. You know, I mean, like, not a lot of people have really read the comic strip. It's been around for such a long time, but I read the comic strip actually for some inspiration on set. It's actually really funny humor if you guys want to check it out. But Marmaduke really is a Great Dane. He's huge. On the set, you know, we had three different dogs that we used. We had Spirit, George, and Grissom, who all play Marmaduke, and they were about, I'm like 5 feet two, so they were like half my size. They were massive. They really put the great in Dane, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cool way to put it. Yeah, I remember my first encounter with a Great Dane. I was like 5, and it was taller than I was, and that was kind of scary, but it was kind of really cool, too, that a dog could be taller than you.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, they're gentle giants. They were, like, the coolest dogs to work with. I mean, if you have to work with dogs, go with Great Danes, you know? They're so cool. We had a puppy on set one day, a Great Dane puppy, and it was so much fun to play with him because he hadn't really grown into his huge size yet, so he's, like, slipping all over the place. It was just the cutest thing to watch. It made me want to get a Great Dane in real life.
Yeah, I always love to see Great Danes try to sit on their owner's laps or, like, in the movies when they, like, try to lay in the bed with their owner and they take up, like, the entire bed and there's no room at all for their owners to sleep on it.
There are so many scenes like that in the film. You guys will have to check it out because it's exactly what you just described.
Oh, cool. They always seem like they're trying to be humans, but they're just one, like, chromosome away and they just can't.
Exactly. So cool. I know.
So you worked, you said you worked with a lot of different types of dogs. Why were there so many different types of dogs on the set? Was it just like part of the show or part of the movie? And was there like any scenes with all lots of different animals interacting?
Yeah, you know, the reason we use so many dogs in the movie is because, you know, the movie is about dogs, so the more the merrier, I guess. There's a lot of cool scenes with Marmaduke. You know, since Marmaduke is a talking dog, he's voiced by Owen Wilson, you know, he has his own kind of life, and so he makes a lot of friends at the dog park, and so for those scenes, it was really necessary to use so many different kinds of dogs to give you, you know, just something kind of cool to look at. You know, you don't want to have to look at Great Danes all the time. It's really nice to have that variety. And it's really cool because there's so many scenes where the dogs don't just sit the whole movie. You know, they're moving around, they're doing different things. And while some of that is animation, a lot of it was really the dogs' real work, you know? So it was really just cool to see how they were doing the same stuff I was doing as an actress. You know, I have to hit my mark each take, and the dogs were having to do that same thing. And it was just really neat to see these animals kind of take on a life of their own, really.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. I like how to think, like, dog parks are kind of like the high schools for, well, dogs. But
exactly. And you'll see that in the movie, you know. It seems like there's so many different cliques in high school, and that's the same for the dog park for dogs. So it's kind of neat that you guys get to see that, like, parallel there, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like Marmaduke does a really good job of, like, paralleling human life to animal life.
Exactly. It's so true.
Yeah, I used to imagine when I was, like, a little kid, I had a German Shepherd Rottweiler mix, and I used to wonder, like, it would be like, what would it be like if I could live like a dog for a day, and what would I do, and would I, like, try to, like, escape, or would I, like, try to raid the fridge, or, like, like, just try
exactly.
To find...
And it's so funny, like, that's exactly what Marmaduke is. So wow, did you read the script or something? I'm just kidding.
I have not. But I'll definitely go see the movie. But yeah, I have just always grown up with dogs all my life, so it's always been a fascination to me how they see through their eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do you have any pets of your own?
I do, yes. Well, first off, I have a goldfish. His name's Tiller. He's lived for about 3 years, so he's like the never-ending goldfish. But 2 years ago, I got my first dog. His name's Polly, and he's a Maltese Shih Tzu. So he's white and fluffy, and he's so hyper. You know, like you were saying before with your dog, you know, I mean, I just see such a little personality in my dog. I think every pet owner does. And so I really love having a dog because I've wanted one since I was little. And so this was, you know, the first time that my parents really said, yeah, because everybody knows dogs do such huge, you know, responsibilities and stuff. But I think the rewards are so much greater than that. I love my little Polly.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to do with Polly?
Well, he's our family dog, and I have two younger brothers, so we kind of go back and forth. I love to dress up my dog. I know that sounds so terrible, but I think he just looks so adorable in little sweater vests and stuff. But my brothers are like, no, Caroline, what are you talking about? He's a dog, gosh. So we kind of balance it out, and I love taking Polly for walks, and we play, you know, fetch outside, all the stuff that you do with your dog.
Yeah, I have two little brothers, too, and sometimes I think my pets are more civilized than they are.
Exactly. See? You see my point.
Yes, I do. We have lots of things in common.
For sure.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm closer related to the dog than my brother.
All the time, right? I think that all the time.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, they interact a little bit less than dogs because, you know, they're in their video games and stuff. But besides that, so are dogs your favorite animal? Or do you, like, have, like, another type of animal that maybe you couldn't have as a pet, but they're, like, so cool to you?
Ooh. Well, like I said, after the film, I was so tempted to want to get a Great Dane dog, you know, and I've always been a huge dog lover. But I guess, you know, I've always really wanted to have a dolphin. I just have this love for dolphins. I love, like, the ocean and marine stuff, but I don't think a dolphin would really be an ideal fit for a pet. But I think a dolphin or even a walrus would be so cool. My friend actually has a pet walrus. And I know she keeps it at like a SeaWorld place, but it's pretty ridiculous, right? Like to have a walrus as a pet.
Yeah, I cannot imagine that. Like I thought having a turtle as a pet was extreme.
Exactly. Like I didn't believe her at first, and she's like, "No, really." And so she showed me, and she took me to like where she keeps it, and it's like a real life walrus. I almost fainted.
That is so cool. Yeah,
I know.
That's ridiculous. I've always thought dolphins are really cool. I mean, there's like they seem so much smarter than people, and they like have like all their little pods and little clicking communication. Like, I mean, like there's like tribes in Africa that click to communicate, but they just do it so.
I know,
so
and like
cute.
Their smile. I think dolphins and dogs actually have like a lot of parallels. You know what I mean? They all seem to have like they're very smart and they have their own little personality, and they seem to relate well to people. I guess out of all the animals, you know.
Yeah. I think definitely they're very intelligent creatures. I think that makes it a lot more because they're so intelligent they have like all the survival tactics down, so then they can worry about like bonding with whoever they're close to. So I think that's what makes it so attractive.
I think so. I totally agree, and it's so fun to just watch them, you know. I know if you guys, I mean, have all been to SeaWorld and stuff, but you know, when you get to touch the dolphins and see them flip, like it's just amazing what they're capable of.
Yeah, I've actually had it. This past summer, I went to South Carolina, and we went to this beach, and we went kayaking in this lagoon, and there were wild dolphins in the lagoon, and they were coming up to the side of our kayaks, and of course, we didn't touch them, but it was like this out of this world, like just watching them glide through the water and just play with each other, and it was like so much cooler than anything I've ever seen, because I've seen them like off the beach and stuff, but to have them next to your kayak is like just, oh, it's just so amazing.
What is the real experience?
Yeah, I think it definitely make it like it's just, and especially since there was like no agenda, like we weren't like these dolphins are going to come up to our kayak, like it was just like literally out of the blue because it's water, but they were just like right there, and that was one of the coolest moments ever.
That is so cool. It's so funny that you mentioned South Carolina. I have to give a shout out to my family in South Carolina. Woo! My dog, Polly, is named after a place in South Carolina called Polly's Island. So shout out to my family.
That's so cool. I've actually spent a 4th of July in Polly's Island 1 year.
Yeah, that's where we go every 4th of July. It's a great family spot, and the water is awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's a great place to swim. I have really good memories from that trip. That's so cool.
Yeah, especially with dolphins and stuff. Wow.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with the amazing Miss Caroline Sunshine. So keep tuned.
Don't leave this party before it's over, because the best is yet to come. Only losers leave the party early anyway. Party on. Back in a few.
Hands up!
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Rochelle Lefebvre from the Twilight franchise. You're listening to the amazing, unstoppable Kristen Powers on Pets Rock at Pet Life Radio.
Back to the party.
Let's go.
With the hottest party in town.
Pet Rock. This is Pet Shock with Pet Life Radio, and we're back with a super fun, amazing guest, Caroline Sunshine. So, Caroline,
hey.
How's it been? You doing good?
I'm awesome. Hey, guys.
Awesome. So we're going to kind of like switch gears a little bit, not quite. I was just wondering, I was reading your bio and I saw all these awesome causes that you're into. And I was wondering if you like would like to explain to you, like, volunteer service learning, what you like to do to help out people.
Absolutely. Well, I think giving back is one of the best things that you can do. And I think the great thing about it is that you're never too young or too old to do it. In this case, I'd be on the young side, I guess. But I think one of the best things about, you know, my position as like being in a movie and is using that fame for good and really putting me on a platform to do good in my community. And I started out doing National Charity Week, and through that I do a bunch of different charities in my community. Some of my favorites include Working Wardrobe, which is a cause that helps women who come from abused home situations and domestic violence. It helps them get back on their feet through the use of clothing, because every girl knows that they feel better when, you know, they look good. And so it really helps them get back on their feet so that they're able to really enjoy who they are after, you know, the situation that came out of. I also work with a charity called Loaves and Fishes, which helps out the local homeless community. I volunteer there on the weekends. It sounds like work, but it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way for me to be with my friends and reach out to the community. One of the other causes that I really, really like is Adopt a Hero. Adopt a Hero is an organization that helps support the troops overseas. I think it's so important to remember, you know, everybody who's really, really fighting for us. I think it's such an important cause. And the thing that I love about Adopt a Hero is that, you know, it's so easy to help. It's one of the easiest ways, I think, that you can give back. And what a great way to give back. The way it works is there's a website called adoptahero.us, and you can go on and you can sign up and you help sponsor a specific soldier, and you write letters, you send them supplies, and you also help out with their family. It's just a great way, I think, to show your patriotism and get out there and help the community. So those are just a couple ways, and I really encourage everybody to, you know, do something, you know, just something that's kind of close to your heart and something that you're passionate about is a great way to give back.
Cool. So what is Adopt a Hero like? Do you write letters to your military service person?
Yeah, you know, it really just provides the connection from American to American. So you go onto their website and you get assigned a specific soldier and their family. And so you write letters, send them any supplies that they need. And also you help look out and send, you know, whatever their family needs. Because like I said, a lot of people sometimes forget that when they go fight, their families are left there. So I think it's just a great way to show your patriotism, and I'm all about that.
Yeah, that's really great. I have some family friends in the military, and I know that that's very important to them to have support from their fellow Americans.
Absolutely. They deserve it.
Yeah, definitely. So I've had guests that are homeschooled, that are in public school, that are out of school. And so being a show targeted towards teens and cool young people, most of us are in school. I was just wondering, like, I just like to ask people about what their favorite subjects are and what classes they enjoy the most, or which ones are like they think are really icky or whatever. So if you just want to like talk about school and make it sound really cool, then go ahead.
All right. I will definitely try my best. Well, I think it's pretty cool that I go to normal school. So I attend a regular high school where I live in Orange County, and I love it. I'm a freshman, and actually, you guys, it's a very special day because today was my last day of school.
Woo! Me too.
We get out so early, but we go back really early too, which is a bummer. But I'm going to try to enjoy my summer. So,
nice.
But yeah, I think school is really important to get a good education, obviously. And I think, you know, school can be fun if you make it fun. As far as like subjects go, I'm a really big history person. For some reason, I love history. I relate to it really well, and it's one of the subjects that I really am like passionate about. I would definitely say I'm more of a history and English person than I am math and science. Math, numbers, you know, we just don't really click, so.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I think I've interviewed like a lot of actors and actresses, and it seems like that's a reoccurring theme, that history is one of their favorite subjects. And I think
it's
because you're able to probably role play what history did and made it come like more alive than most people can do from reading a textbook.
It's so true, because like when I look at history, I just see a giant story. Do you know what I mean? That's really all history is storytelling. And that's really all acting is too, is storytelling. So I think there's definitely a parallel there. But if you're a numbers person, I have so much respect for you, because I have to use a calculator. You know, numbers and me, we're not on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah. I can definitely understand that. Yeah. I think it's really important to not, I mean, like, most people, especially where I live in Chapel Hill, it's a very, like, very goal-oriented, overachiever type of place, and people are trying to take all the classes they think will actually matter in life.
Yeah.
So they're like, history, they're like, history, I'm not actually going to need to know what year the, like, Articles of Confederation were signed, so I don't need to take history classes. But it's just, like, so important to actually do that, because, you know, if we don't learn our history, we're bound to repeat it. So
it's
we don't
so
want to
true.
Do that.
It's really important. I think, like, just the school, whatever you're passionate about, just follow that, you know? And I think it's really important to get an education, like even doing acting, you know, it's really important to make sure that you're smart and you're educated and you always have something somewhere to go, you know?
Yeah. And I think you definitely have way more interesting conversations with people when you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't just have to talk about, you know, the weather or the sky is blue, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely being educated and well-read are good things to have in your toolbox.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you enjoy doing on your free time or, like, with your friends or family? What are some of your favorite free time activities?
Oh, well, first off, especially since summer's rolling around, I love traveling. I've traveled all over the United States, and traveling is just something that I do with my family, and it's a great way for me to learn and relax and experience new things. I love experiencing new foods, new people, you know, new clothes. I mean, it's really a great thing for me and my family. As far as what I do when I'm at home, I love to bake and watch the Food Network. I'm such a Food Network nerd. I TiVo, like, Ace of Cakes, Challenge, Barefoot Contessa, like, those are all my fave shows, and I love baking. Whenever we have a party or a family gathering, I'm always the one, like, I'll bring dessert, you know? Baking is, like, something that I just love. It's so therapeutic, and you get something yummy at the end, you know? You get to
yeah.
eat it.
Yeah, exactly. I know, it's really cool.
Yeah, and so I'm also kind of an outdoors person, you know? I've never really been good at contact sports, but I love doing adventurous things. I love trying new things, so, you know, like zip trekking or kayaking or bungee jumping. I mean, like, doing some cool stuff, I think, like the thrill of it all, you know? I love roller coasters. Since I live in Orange County, I go to Disneyland a lot with my friends, which is super fun, just in the evenings to kind of enjoy. So I pretty much have a pretty normal life, you know? It's just me and my baking and friends and family.
Nice. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So do you have any plans for this summer? Because I know we're both out of school now, so we're both free to do whatever we want, theoretically.
Woo! I know. Sorry, guys, for those of you who are in school. You're almost there. Hang in there. But, yeah, it's really nice to be on summer. You know, I'm going to go back to South Carolina with my family. I'm looking forward to that. And I might go back to New York for a little bit. One of my friends is going to college back there. So hopefully I will go visit her and, you know, see what college is going to be like for her. It's exciting.
Nice. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So also adding to find out more about you, who are some model people that you look up to that are your role models or that you've always aspired to be?
Oh, that's so tough. There's so many inspirations. Well, first and foremost, I have to say I was always really inspired and still am by the movie Legally Blonde. That's a movie that came out in, like, 2001. Reese Witherspoon's in it. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, but it's one of my favorite movies, and I always idolized the character Elle Woods. I loved how she was so confident and always kind to everybody, and you know, I'm such a girly girl, I have to admit, so the fact that she loved pink, you know, that was always something that inspired me. And I'm also a really big Audrey Hepburn fan. I think she's just amazing and such a great actress and style icon, and she's definitely one of my influences with acting and, you know, with giving back and everything like that. I'm trying to think. As far as other role models, oh, for the guys, I definitely love Tim Tebow, the football player,
mm-hmm.
just putting it out there. So he's on the Broncos now, so I'm a big Broncos fan.
So you're following Tim Tebow wherever he goes?
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah, I'm a very big sports fan. I grew up in Boston, so it's like the Red Sox, Celtics, the Bruins, the Patriots.
All the good sports teams. Wow.
Yes, I know. We've been pretty lucky in my lifetime. I think it was all me. I think I brought them luck.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, there you go, right? Because, like, Red Sox won the World Series, like, so many times over just in the past, like, 5 years.
Yeah, 2004 and 2007. That's one more than the Yankees this millennium. So, you know.
Whoa, you're a serious fan.
Yeah, I know. Yep, I was.
Yeah.
My fifth grade class didn't have homework for a week during the World Series in 2004.
Oh my gosh, I want to move to Boston.
Yeah.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah. It was pretty cool, though. So we're going to start to wrap up here in a few minutes, but I have a question that's been itching at me forever because you have the coolest name ever, and I want to know where it came from.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Yes. Yes, my last name is Sunshine, and, you know, it's just like the irony of life that I want to do acting and something in the entertainment industry because it would be the perfect stage name, but it's not. It's my real name. It's actually Hungarian and English. So in Hungarian, the word sunshine is translated to the word sonenshine. So when my family, I guess, immigrated here or whatever, the translation for English became sunshine. And it's been that way for like several generations. So it's sunshine tried and true. And it comes in handy sometimes, I guess. Out of all the names to have, sunshine isn't the worst for sure. And I enjoy it and all the jokes and the songs and, oh, yes.
Yeah, it's definitely a conversation starter.
Oh, for sure. You know, I mean, I'm walking through the hallways at school and like, you know, every couple minutes I hear, you are my sunshine, or angel sunshine when she's gone, or, you know what I mean? It's just like, it comes with the package, comes with the territory, so yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I've been asked many times if I'm related to Austin Powers, so.
Oh! Kind
of, yeah.
Austin Powers.
Yeah, Kristen Powers, Austin Powers. It's like, every other year, someone's always wondering if I'm his cousin, or if he's my uncle, or if, you know, I know him. Some people, I think, actually believe that that's the character's, like,
do they not know that, yeah, the character is Mike Myers, right?
Yes, Mike Myers, yeah.
There we go.
Oh, behave!
I think they think that Austin Powers is a real person. Sorry, Mike Myers.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
I apologize. All right, so do you have any more plans for when we can see you, like, in future movies or shows, or are you just kind of, like, chilling out right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, My Reduke opens tomorrow, June 4th, so if you guys go to theaters anywhere in the country, you can see me up on screen with all the dogs. And I'm working on, I just completed a pilot for CBS, so hopefully you guys can look out for that. And I'm also kind of working on, somebody approached me to be a spokesperson for their fragrance. So I'm really excited about that in the future, and hopefully that'll be great. So I'm so blessed, and I'm really looking forward to just kind of going down the path that I'm going, and I will hope to see you all in theaters. Marmaduke.
Wow, yay, that sounds like you have a very exciting future ahead of you. That's so cool.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited. So,
well, everyone, that was Caroline Sunshine. She's Barbara in the new movie Marmaduke, which comes out in theaters on June 4th, which is tomorrow. So you all should check it out and see her on the big screen. Thank you so much for spending time with us today, Caroline.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have an awesome weekend. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, everyone. This is Pets Rock at Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Kristen, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Cool.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.